from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Getting ready to go on vacation and joining us still this week, and we always appreciate it, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm hanging in there. Thanks, Mike. Always stuff going on. I got a bunch of stuff here. Seeing a lot of guys working out. We have a hill over here that's kind of famous where a lot of guys, high school, college, and pro guys were working out. I got to start with a crazy one with you because I was asked. He's a lot of guys know him and grew up with him down here. Antonio Brown. Is he a Hall of Famer after he put up big numbers, but he's been, as you know, I'm going to put it nicely, that he's had mental health issues instead of calling him crazy and dysfunctional. But what are your thoughts on Antonio Brown in the Hall of Fame for what he's done?
Well, you know, one of the realities is we're in an age of football where plenty of players will be racking up big stats. I think he's got a compelling case to be made. The problem is, at the end of the day, it's human beings that cast these votes. Look what they did to Terrell Owens. Shamefully made him sit for multiple years and came up with some of the most ridiculous excuses I've ever seen. Gary Myers and I got into this back when it was happening. Just shameful, ridiculous, implausible crap to throw on a guy to justify voting no. Chris Carter had to wait longer than he should have because Chris Carter was brusque and didn't really care for a lot of people in the media, so they had their chance to get back at him. That's the problem with having human beings vote on these awards. When you've got all different shapes, sizes, and types of players in the same bucket, it becomes very easy to exercise discretion in a way that punishes someone you don't like. And the challenge is to set that aside and make the decisions based upon what the guy did on the field. And it really wasn't until late in his career that it became disruptive.
Yeah.
The Steelers held it together for a long time, and he really was a great player. And you're right. What is it that's caused him to behave the way he has? At the end of the day, as far as the NFL is concerned, as it relates to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, none of that is supposed to matter. There are plenty of guys who got in who shouldn't be in if we start looking at what kind of guy they were away from the field.
Yeah. All right. So I got to get back to that other topic that we keep everybody locally and nationally in business with the Tua Tagovailoa. I'm just curious with the Jordan Love thing. You expect that thing, his contract, to get done sometime before or during camp?
I think they'll get it done before camp. look, there's going to be a challenge in coming up with the right number, the right structure for a guy who had half of a season that was really, really good. But I think the Packers are ready to make that bet that this is the guy they want. And really, what's the alternative? He's getting paid $11 million this year under the two-year contract he did last year. And the Packers recognize this is a guy who's potentially going to be the next great player in that line that goes from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to now Jordan Love. And remember this, too. It's very easy to do a contract that creates a headline that gets people to say, hey, he's the highest paid player in NFL history. It all comes down to how it's put together to give the team an exit if it wants to move on. If it decides after another year or two or three, it's time to go in a different direction. Remember, it was just, what, 2 years ago? Derek Carr got this big contract and everybody who covers the NFL rushed to Twitter. Oh, it's $40 million a year and look at all these guarantees. Yeah, and there was a escape hatch that the Raiders constructed after one season and they used it. That's really the key. You can make Jordan Love one of the highest paid players in football on paper and you can still protect yourself in the event that he ends up not playing well this year or next year. You can move on. And that's the same thing the Dolphins can do with Tua Tagovailoa. That's the thing to remember. You can come up with a contract that looks great, but also protects the team in the event of the kind of regression that makes them say, we got to find somebody else.
Yeah, guaranteed dollars, man. I know Omar always hits the guaranteed money and doesn't look at the big numbers on these contracts and looks at the small print as far as the guarantees on this thing as well. So I got to ask you why we're talking about quarterbacks. This Brett Favre thing and the Mississippi welfare. Now, apparently defamation lawsuit against Shannon Sharp for a second time. Does he have any shot to win that? I know we got to be careful what we say about Brett Favre and stuff because I guess he paid the money back, right? The $1.1 million speaking fees were paid back. Is he off the hook, though, completely now with everything in Mississippi, or are they still going after him for anything?
They had sued him for the interest on the money. He paid back the money without interest, and that sparked a civil lawsuit. He's never been accused of any criminal wrongdoing. There have been indictments in this broader $77 million Mississippi welfare fraud situation. Favre has never been accused of any crime. Favre has said he didn't know where the money came from. There's been some text messages that indicate that Favre even said, hey, I want to know that all this money is coming from legal sources. So there were a couple of different media personalities, both Pat McAfee and Shannon Sharp, who had some things to say about Favre. And there was a little recklessness and a little carelessness in the things that Sharp said, and that sparked this defamation lawsuit. Now, it's always a risky thing to sue someone for defamation, especially when you're a public figure. You're opening your whole life up to scrutiny, and Favre has done some things in the past that – you could argue would be fair game in showing how much damage was actually done to his reputation, because yeah, that's the key. You have to determine what the person's pre-existing reputation was. And thanks to the incident with the Jets that came to light in 2010, his reputation was not pristine. So it's, you know, what happens is people who have money and people who get pissed decide they're going to use the legal system as a weapon when someone says something about them that they don't like. So I would have never done it if I was him. And as of right now, it comes down to whether or not the judges that were assigned this appeal decide that what Sharp said was just rhetoric and hyperbole, or whether it potentially can become the basis for a defamation case. And if Favre wins, it goes back to court and it works its way through the whole court system. And, you know, I wouldn't want that hanging over me if I was Brett Favre. Roger Clemens went through something like that years ago. You file that defamation lawsuit, and it can cause a whole host of other problems when it's time to go testify and deal with the aftermath of the case you started.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got to ask you, I saw Rashee Rice up twice last year with Kansas City, just chewed up the Dolphins, played really, really well for a rookie. Now Kansas City's kind of waiting, even though they've got themselves Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy, the guy they drafted. We have any idea what's going to happen, and does the league owe it to Kansas City to make some kind of decision on suspension or not?
Well, the league won't do anything when it comes to an unpaid suspension under the personal conduct policy until the criminal case is resolved. The question is, if Rice, for example, doesn't plead guilty or no contest or enter a diversion program or whatever it would be that would resolve the case before the regular season starts, would the NFL put Rashee Rice on the commissioner exempt list? That's the way to take a guy who otherwise would be on the field week one, NBC, 30 million people, Ravens, Chiefs, and Mike Tirico would have to acknowledge, check the box, point out that Rashee Rice is playing despite being a defendant in a case with 8 different felony charges arising from this horrific racing that got people injured back in March. So the league, I think, is either going to, if the case is over, suspend him before the start of the season or put him on the commissioner exempt list while the case plays out. I'd be surprised if he's available to the Chiefs when the season starts. And they're standing behind him because, look, he made a huge impact right away. He picked up the offense faster than Tyreek Hill did as a rookie.
Yes, he did.
So they see a trajectory for him that puts him in that category of clear number one guy. That's one of the big reasons why he stayed, and they had a defensive lineman who got arrested a couple of times, and he was a fringe player, and what happened with him? He's gone. That happens in every sport at every level. I'm not saying it's right, but that's what happens. You look the other way, you find a way to justify and excuse the behavior of somebody who is a key part in what you're trying to do as a football team, and that's win games.
You have any kind of feel? This is a little bit different. We have seen some bad ones and people speeding have killed people, and they're in prison right now. He got lucky that way, but he did run from this thing. Do you see a half a season? Would that surprise you or more?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. Look, Cameron Sutton just got 8 games, and he entered a diversion program on misdemeanor domestic violence charges. Now, it was 10 years ago that the NFL was forced to take a much harder line about domestic violence as a result of the Ray Rice case.
Boy.
But these are 8 felonies, and he hasn't even been charged yet for leaving the scene of an accident involving injuries. I'm kind of confused to this day as to why that charge wasn't added, because that's the easiest one to make, because there's video of him walking away from the car after this accident happened where people were injured. So, look, this is a serious situation, and I think the one thing that we need to keep in mind, and look at what happened to Kyree Jackson and his 2 high school teammates over the weekend. They died in an accident that might have involved alcohol. You know, when you go out and race among other cars in excess of 110 miles an hour, whatever the specific number was that they found, it was a very high rate of speed, and the video is stunning when you see it. Just because you get lucky and you don't kill anybody, that doesn't make it okay. We're trying to deter the behavior that when you roll the dice with someone's life, sometimes you get lucky and sometimes someone gets killed. And I don't think the punishment should be driven by whether or not you got lucky in that situation. I think a lot of times it is, but I think if we really want to deter the behavior that leads to sometimes somebody getting killed, we shouldn't make excuses or exceptions because, well, you know, thank God nobody got killed. Well, they could have gotten killed. And I think that's the thing that needs to be taken seriously by the NFL when something like this happens.
Yeah, it's going to be always wondering what's going to happen with that one. So I'll leave you with this one. We started talking about it a little bit yesterday. Bills, Jets, and Finns. Man, I look at the Bills, and they still have Josh Allen, and he is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Just torched the Miami Dolphins since he's been in the league. You lose a Gabe Davis and especially Stephon Diggs, who, again, another guy's played great against the Miami Dolphins. It just looks close. If Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy, how do you look at the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins right now on paper before the year starts?
This really triggers Jets fans, but I don't know how many are listening to a Miami show, and it's not like it would stop me. Anyway, we could be on WFAN right now, and I'd say this. Aaron Rodgers has played four snaps of regular season football since January of 2023. They play three games in 10 days to start the season. There was something he did recently where he spoke of playing 17 games as if it's a given. This guy's 40. There aren't many guys that have played at a high level in the year where they turned 41. Not many can make it. And, you know, I think he's got to consider restricting his style and his mobility, because when you get to that age and you start kicking in those muscles in your lower half of your body to try to generate maximum speed, that's when things start to pop and strain and rebel against you. So I look at some of these guys they've added. You know, it's veteran players with recent injury histories, and you got to have a lot of things go your way to keep a team healthy for 17 games. I think that's the big concern for the Jets. And if I'm a Dolphins fan, I am concerned about Josh Allen and the Bills, because, you know, they moved on from Stephon Diggs, but what did he do the last half of the season? They've had a full year now to get Joe Brady up to speed as the offensive coordinator, and Josh Allen's one of the top two quarterbacks in the NFL. I think the Bills are going to be a force to be reckoned with in the AFC East, and I think it's going to come down to them and the Dolphins again.
Yeah, going to be an interesting one. Jets won seven games, and, man, I mean, they had no offense last year. Got to see that, and the Patriots' offense was just not very good. Mike, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on today, man. Take care of yourself. Have a great vacation.
Thanks, Joe. See you, pal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.